hit single Shout. Famous in the United States for the film theme to So With Love, which topped the single charts there for 5 weeks. And here, of course, for the Eurovision Song Contest winner, Boom Bang A Bang, among tons of other hits. As I say, she was performing at the Electric Proms last night, and she's currently on tour with her concert series, Here Come the Girls. She is, of course, Lulu. You've got one that works. Just count your blessings. Now, I've a load of little sweeties here.
Which one shall
little
I
girl.
Have? Such a chocolate. Well, no. not the chocolate before I sing. Can I have one for later? Chocolate for after?
It'll melt in your little hand.
Can I have a... Well, can't you hold it here for me on your table, Terry?
Well, you know, look, Lulu's got lots to shout about. This week especially. It's her birthday. Happy birthday for Wednesday.
Thank you.
Happy birthday. Your loyal listeners. Your loyal followers.
What was that? Oh, charming. Did you hear that? He said, are you 40 yet?
I heard it. We know where you live. We'll be sending the little boys around later on this evening to throw eggs at your door.
I want to know if he's married. He's so charming.
But... obviously, you are always being held up as an example of how age does not wither.
You and I both?
Do you know, I'm glad you came.
I know what to say to you.
I hate to take it back hundreds of years. But,
oh, please.
But in around about 1964 or 65, I was introducing a music show on Irish television, and Irish television had only just started. And you came on and sang Shout.
I remember.
You don't remember.
That was 100. It was 100 years ago. Well, vaguely. Today I don't remember very much.
No.
Today I can be telling somebody my name and I forget my name in the middle of saying it. And it's just how it is when you start to sort of mature.
You can remember what happened in 1964. It's yesterday that you have the problems with, isn't it?
Yes. But, yeah, it's true. You know, for a long time, though, Terry, people would talk to me a lot about the 60s, and I would say, why don't you keep one? I've been there, I've done it, I've got the T-shirt, but now that I'm in my 60s and I look back, I think those were pretty amazing days.
Yeah, but they always say that if you were in the 60s and you can remember them,
yes,
then you weren't having much of a time.
You weren't having fun.
So, is there a secret? Is there a secret to your sustained success? What would you put it down to? Talent? Singing voice? Luck?
No. I think it's never one thing. It may be, I say no to just choosing one. I think maybe it's a combination of things. I think a drive. You have to have a drive. But I do love singing. It absolutely makes my world revolve.
You'd never think it from watching you on the stage.
I love music. I love to sing. I love to get up on the stage. I also like to go and see new, young performance. I mean, even the old ones, like Neil Diamond last night. He's an oldie like me, and Elton did his proms the other night, but I hurt my back, so I couldn't go to that one. I was laid out for a few days, and I just love music. I love the young people that are coming up. There's a lot of young women that are total bitches. They're so good.
Nobody likes them.
I hate them at that. It's like love hate.
But you're a woman of 40, and so as established by the audience here. And that being the case, must have taken an effort to drag yourself out of bed
this morning.
Sing on the likes of this when in fact you'd starred with Neil Diamond and the Electric Proms.
Actually, what it did do, it made me, and that's got something to do with, I think, maybe longevity, is you have to be fairly disciplined, so I had to leave there as soon as I'd finished and go home, because it takes hours to unwind, because I knew I then have to get up, at an early hour, way before I come here, because the voice is stuck in my boots for a couple of hours. So you have to warm it up. I never had to do that when I was 15 and 16. Mm. I'd go to sleep at 2 or 3. I'd get up at 8. I would have had a curry. So my voice was warm from the curry the night before. I never had to go, la, 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 la. And now I have to do all of that. I learned to do that in my 40s, in fact.
So what do you do? Do you go, you sit in the bathroom and go, that's it, is it?
All sorts of scales and all that sort of stuff, up to, in the head voice, down in the low voice, in the middle mid voice, and I've always had like a rusty voice anyway. There's always like a bit of rust there, so I have to kind of
It works for Rod Stewart. It's a Scots thing, isn't it?
He's not. Let me just. Can I put something straight?
Now we're going to hear it now.
He is not Scottish. He would just like to be. He quite obviously, actually it's quite funny, he's more Scottish than Scottish. I think it's his father that's Scottish. You're only Scottish if your mother is Scottish. Now, you know that.
I didn't know that, but yes. I'm not going to contradict you.
But it's quite funny. It's funny to me that he is that sort of example of a Scotsman. I love him.
Just because he wears tartan.
He loves to get a wee bit of tartan.
And he follows a Glasgow Celtic.
Oh, he certainly does. He follows
Are you a Rangers or a Celtic?
I used to be a Rangers supporter. And Rangers supporters here?
Oh, yes. They came via Glasgow.
I actually, to be honest, we don't follow any one team. But I do like a good game of football. It's exciting, though.
Now, look, do you know, you were before my time on the Eurovision Song Contest.
Is that a sad, that's a very sad thing.
It is.
That's a very sad situation.
It's a terrible statistic.
Yes.
But that was 1969. Oh. And you won it with Boom Bang A Bang.
I just won it. Mm. Yeah, because
it was a draw.
There were four wins. The year I was on it, there were four. Can you believe it?
And people say it's got ridiculous lately.
I know, but in fact, I can say I've got to get this in because I've got such a huge ego, that it was the only one that really was a big hit all over the continent.
Lulu.
Out of the four.
We're going to prize another song from you, if you may.
I'll see if I drag it from up from my boots.
Yes.
Okay.
I go, beep, 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 beep.
Nah,
Lulu.
I said, well,
Fantastic. How wonderful. Helio is singing in his band, Lulu.
Helio
and
the band.
We've got tonight. Thank you, Lulu. Two Maltesers as a reward. And we don't care here. Oh, all right. Now, my final guest, a musician who combines country, folk, acoustic, rock, and blues. Conventional boundaries of music seem to disappear, but hard as it might be to define, it's wonderful. I've been a fan for hundreds of years. She's been recognized with no less than 15 Grammy nominations, 5 wins to date. She's in the middle of a UK tour. Her latest album is called The Age of Miracles, and I'm delighted to say she's with us. Mary Chapin Carpenter. Carpenter. Come and join me, man. And I notice as a backing singer, you've got somebody who was with us a couple of weeks ago, Tiff Merritt.
We are so lucky to have Tiff Merritt with us
Fantastic?
We've been on tour together.
Ah, terrific. So, how are you getting on with the tour?
It's been fantastic. Absolutely fantastic. We had a wonderful time last night at the Barbican.
The Barbican?
Yes. Did I say it wrong?
Yeah.
Barbican?
That'll do.
Okay.
You made it sound like something you eat outdoors. But of course, you're enormously popular. If I may make so bold, you're almost as popular here in Britain as you are in the States.
Oh, you're very kind.
No, I'm not here to be kind. I'm strict but fair. So tell us, this latest album, The Age of Miracles. I mean, you are a prolific songwriter. Do you count the days lost that you're not sitting by the piano or the guitar and writing?
You know, I've never thought of myself as a prolific songwriter. I always feel like I'm one of those very slow-moving, slow-working people. It takes me forever, it seems, to put a record together. So I appreciate you saying that, but I never thought of myself as that way. Well, I wish I did.
I suppose it's because you've written so many wonderful songs and you've received so many Grammy Award nominations. 15 and 5 wins. They must hate you in Nashville.
Oh, well, it's tremendous. It's just been a wonderful experience all the way around.
So you started where and when?
I started playing in Washington, D.C., in the bars and the clubs there, and met some wonderful folks along the way, two of whom are in my band to this day, my guitar player, John Jennings, and my piano player, John Carroll. And we've been together for almost 30 years.
And yet surprisingly youthful. He almost refused a jelly baby from me, but then he decided, well, I'm not going to be singing much, he said, so I'll have one.
Yes. Yeah.
So there's plenty of sweeties here for you.
I know. I need to preserve my voice.
For posterity, or?
Well, for the next song, at least.
Oh, yeah. You don't get away lightly here.
I know.
We get our money's worth out of people. So, you haven't had the best of health lately, if I make so bold.
Well, I had a bit of a problem a few years ago, but I'm feeling much better now. And it's been wonderful to get back to work and play music again.
So, well, from where I'm sitting, it said it was life-threatening, but you battled on? You
yes,
overcame it?
I did. I'm here.
So you are. Although you were in the Barbican last night. So tell me, where do you make home? Is it in Nashville, say?
No, I live in the Blue Ridge Mountains of Virginia.
Ah.
Yes.
God, stop it. You've never been there. You don't have anything. What? Come on. Of course, it's the Laurel and Hardy song, isn't it? Yeah, sorry.
I live on a farm. I have 6 dogs and 4 cats and a beautiful view of the mountains. It's wonderful.
Oh. This crowd have taken to you. Be very careful. You may not be able to leave safely. I'll smuggle you out later. So where do you go on the tour now? Where have you been apart from the aforementioned?
We started out in Ireland and then we...
So did I.
You did. I knew that, yes. We started out there, as you did, and then we went to Belfast, and then we went to Scotland, and then we've been to Wales, and 2 nights ago we were in Bristol, last night in the Barbican. And we have, let's see, we've got Buxton and Birmingham and Gateshead coming up.
Desirable venues.
Oh, and there's one more.
Prompting. Prompt off. Oh, he doesn't know where.
Yes.
Yeah, it's going to be a surprise Mary Chapin Carpenter concert.
Derby.
Derby.
Derby. I did that on purpose.
Of course you did. Mary Chapin Carpenter, it's been a real pleasure and delight to meet you. As I say, I've been a great fan of your songs and your singing for years and years. I'm glad that you're back to rude good health.
Thank you so much.
And can we force another song from
you? We'd love to.
Good for you.
Okay.
Thank you. This is Mary Chapin Carpenter's new single. The Way I Feel. Ooh, guitar as well, eh?
Yes.
Oh, thank goodness. I thought I was going to have to hum along.
A one, two, three, four.
I'm headed out to Patatina. I'm headed out without a fight. Nothing like this empty road. Take some trouble off my mind. I've had enough of sad days. I've had enough of sleepless nights. I only need a tank of gas. Babe, I'm going for a ride. 'Cause when I'm all alone on the midnight highway, there's nothing like two hands holding the wheel and the radio playing. Maybe that's about the way I feel. I might be gone a couple of hours. I might be gone a couple of days. I won't know till I turn around. We'll have to see just how it plays. All the way down. I've got some friends in Nashville and Atlanta. It's been way too long. By morning I'll make Asheville. 'Cause when I'm all alone on the midnight highway, there's nothing like two hands on the wheel and the way the wind blows just before a rainstorm. Maybe that's about the way I feel. I don't know if you miss me at all. 'Cause I'm out here all alone on a midnight highway, and I've got both hands on the wheel. Passing darkened towns, the world's forgotten. Maybe that's about the way I feel. Just a little speck on the far horizon. Maybe that's about
popular here. So, Val Adams says to Mary Chapin, great to see you back in the UK after all this time. Saw you in Aberdeen and Bristol singing beautifully and looking great. And glad you're having Mary Chapin Carpenter on the show. Her current show is fabulous. Great. That's from Joyce, Joyce Watson. And Mary is sounding better than ever. Appears to be aging backwards. Three great shows in Dublin, Sligo and Belfast. The band is slick and sizzling. Tift is bouncy and energetic. Good. Yes, and they certainly lived up to the description. It's come to my notice you've been throwing edible missiles at your audience.